Moon roof. Amazing how just a little bit of turf can give somebody identity. Like a man having a car and driving it down the street. Suddenly he has something outside of himself to define himself with. Like he has entered some kind of game board, and now he has all sorts of signs and symbols all around him, telling him what to do. And if he doesn't do what he is being told, he is cheating. And if one person cheats, maybe everyone will cheat, and then there will be no rules. And without rules, there will be no way to define oneself, and nothing will be definite. And when they drive down the street, no one will recognize anyone or anything anymore, not even themselves. One time I met a man who was sitting down begging in front of Kinko's copies, and he claimed to know 10,000 names of God, so I paid him $5 to take his finger and write one of the names of God in the dust on the glass of the moon roof of my car. I didn't care what the name was, but it was important that I didn't understand where it came from or what it meant. I started playing volleyball as a vehicle to better health, because I didn't know how else to define health. I had to have some kind of picture of it, like, say, John the Baptist. If I lived in the desert like John the Baptist, I could eat locusts and wild honey. But who would be there to tell me that I am healthy in that kind of situation? I would have to tell myself that I am healthy. I would have to tell myself to get off my fat ass and go get some honey to dip my locusts in. It would have to come from me and from my own imagination, the concept that I was healthy, and God knows this would be much harder than playing volleyball. So I play volleyball, and the people say, "Man, you are good at volleyball," or, "Man, you are bad at volleyball." I know someone who hangs a leather bag from the ceiling, and he hits it so that he might get in contact with another design of reality, 'cause he knows that somewhere reality and imagination meet, like the silicone junction in a transistor, transfiguring at the seam, reality migrating into imagination, and imagination migrating into reality.